Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. And welcome back to... Should I say welcome back at the very beginning of the episode?
Right. That's weird.
I mean, it is a welcome
back. Wow. I think that's a record for how quickly it went off the rails.
Maybe so.
I think we got two words in
maybe
is what
so.
It was, right?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Welcome
start
back.
Over.
I immediately hovered outside of my
immediate
body.
Immediate regret. Yes. Immediately went above your body. Yeah. I mean, listen, I think we could say welcome back because it's been a week.
Yes. And we have regular listeners, I presume.
I sure hope so.
God, I hope so.
I really, really hope so. Sometimes you just wonder, you feel like it goes off into a void. And is anyone listening? Are you there, listeners?
It's us.
It's me, Joe.
Listen. Oh, thought I'd be in there too. Let's get.
Judy Blume was a very female-centric author. Sorry.
She was, except for, then again, maybe I won't.
Oh, you're right. That's
the
a
boy
more,
book.
The boy book. What books did you like to... Oh, by the way, this is Bernd. He's a pharmacist in Dignity Falls.
Let's go back even further.
Okay. Whoa, okay.
Welcome to the Neighborhood Listen podcast.
Great.
This is the podcast that explores the neighborhood of Dignity Falls, USA. And my name is Bernd Mia Payday. I am a pharmacist here in Dignity Falls. And with me is...
Joan Pedestrian, the local realtor here.
Top realtor.
Wasn't looking for that.
And star of the stage.
Oh, well, yes. We're going into tech next week.
What show is this again?
This is my one-woman show playing all the famous women of Dignity Falls.
Influential
women of Dignity Falls. But before we get to that, I just wanted to ask my question, which is what books influenced you as a kid? Bernd, were you a bookworm?
I was a bookworm.
I figured.
I loved books. The earliest I can remember, of course, is The Cat in the Hat, one of the most terrifying books I've ever read.
Oh, my goodness. No, why terrifying?
He's just an agent of chaos. He comes in and then he has those two goblins do his bidding.
You know, I will say, he's really annoying. I didn't enjoy reading those books to my kids.
He's terrible.
I mean, it's just one thing after another. It's just, and I don't even know that they have fun. So
what
it's just
the point of
causing
book?
Anxiety yes. for both child and parent reading it.
What was the point? What was Dr. Seuss trying to
I
say
think
to
chaos
kids?
Is right. Some children thrive on it.
But then the kids were very worried.
The kids in the book are terribly worried. The kids in the book are traumatized straight up.
Yes. Yeah. And then the Cat in the Hat cleans up all the mess before he leaves. And
yes.
then the kids are just left exhausted and teary-eyed.
And also he's an intruder, right? I mean, he just comes in.
No one invited him. Yeah, it was a rainy day. That's that means he's allowed to just go wherever he pleases.
I guess so. You're right. It is sort of a horror film if you think about it the right way.
But it really scared me straight. And... So I keep my place
very neat.
Because
you were about to head down a real dark path of debauchery, and then you were like, whoa, Cat in the Hat.
I mean, I remember thinking as a kid, how much fun would it be to just tear this place apart? And then I read that book, and I realized, no, that's not the way.
You know, they do have that great place that my friend Carol Dragonslayer.
Yeah.
Open.
How is Carol, by the way?
She is great. She is absolutely great. And
she runs The Color You Yours.
She runs The Color You Yours, but then she also opened a Break Me Mine. Which
now,
is
the color you can, yours is where you bring your own, unadorned pottery.
Yes.
And then she colors
surprisingly,
it.
Surprisingly, people have so much of it.
People, I don't know.
People come in droves with this pottery.
Where are people getting this dry pottery?
I don't know.
And then she colors it for you.
And then she colors.
You have no say in it.
She just gets an aura from you, right? Yes. She just sits down. Because again, you know, like the Dragon Slayer family, they've been here forever in Dignity Falls.
One
I'm
of the
playing one of her oldest relatives in my show. Kiki Dragon Slayer.
Kiki, you're playing Kiki Dragon Slayer?
I am. I don't have her yet.
Now,
do you know what I mean?
This is thought to be a cursed role.
I'm not in her yet. Sorry?
It's thought to be a cursed role.
It is. Explain that to everybody.
Well, anytime anyone has done even an imitation of Kiki Dragon Slayer, they have had terrible things befall them, mostly bleeding at the cuticles. But that's one guy lost his house.
And it was a really popular, they sort of found this out because it was a really popular character that a lot of drag performers were trying to do.
Yes.
Because already it's, you know, Kiki Dragon Slayer, like it's amazing, right?
Yes.
You're already halfway there.
Yes.
And because she was so specific, that was where we realized that a lot of bad things were happening to those performers. But people have just always been drawn to her.
Yes. Well, she's the oldest recorded voice in Dignity Falls.
Yes, yes.
On a wax cylinder. And her voice is outrageous. Obviously, I'm not going to do an impression. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're not going to bring that upon. Your cuticles. I knew a beautiful cuticles.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful cuticles.
Thank you very much for saying that. That sounds like a store.
It sure does. I'll have to tell Carol. Well, anyways, yes, she does. She gets an aura from you, you know, because the Dragon Slayers have always considered themselves a little bit sort of like on the medium
spectrum, right?
Yes. They're very witchy.
They're altogether ooky.
That's right. And so now she has break yours.
Break me mine.
Oh, break me mine. So you bring something. You bring something that you want, because there's a lot of stores like this where you can sort of smash plates and smash. And it's mostly women who go to these places. They'll do like a whole party, like a whole package. And you just go in there, because this is what you said about breaking shit, you know?
Yes.
And my God, it feels amazing.
Sure.
In this case, you watch Carol break it.
Yeah, she breaks a lot of stuff of her own.
Yes, she does break a lot of stuff of her own.
Yeah.
And then
if you pay extra,
you get to throw one last one in.
And the killing blow.
You write the problem that you want to go away on it.
I didn't realize that was part of it.
Everything.
That's where the witchiness comes in.
That's where the witchiness comes in.
I see.
It's a bit of a, yeah, curses and hexes have always kind of swirled around the Dragon Slayer family. So I have what I think is a fix. And you might be interested by this because of your experience with Connie, your ventriloquist dummy. My Kiki is going to be a hand manipulated puppet.
Ooh.
What? Okay. No good?
I mean, I you might be in the clear. I worry about the hand part.
What if I told you that the hand puppet is actually a character named Dina Donegan, and she's a sassy 90s comedian, and she's doing an impression of Kiki Dragon Slayer. Ooh. So it's three times removed, right? I'm trying to inception this.
Okay. So
right.
If you're the spirit of Kiki Dragon Slayer and you hear somebody's doing an impression of you, which you hate because you're embarrassed of your voice.
That's what it is. Yes. She was always embarrassed of her voice. So she comes.
Is that what
always,
I sound like? She said after she heard that wax cylinder.
Exactly. And none of us like listening to ourselves.
Do you think Thomas Edison was happy with that Mary Had a Little Lamb performance?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I think he was so innovative that maybe he was just getting so much attention and he just didn't care. But you know what? I think it's
like
a good.
He didn't care about the people who inventions he stole and claimed as his own.
Oh, that's right, Bert. I forgot that you're a real expert on Thomas Edison.
A real expert? Oh, ask me anything.
Well, you knew his favorite meal.
Eggs and hash. Mm-hmm. You like the eggs on top of the hash?
Anyway, so if I am having, you know, my hand in a puppet, but the puppet is Dina Donegan, you know, and she's like, hey, hey, you got to listen to me, ladies. Ooh, what's the matter?
But you're doing it now.
Oh, no, I thought that was quite different because first of all, she has a Boston accent that was very clearly a very good researched Boston accent. You're scaring me. Okay, Bert, talk about this.
Okay. I'm just saying, here's my suggestion.
Okay.
Is there a way to make it a marionette to get more distance from your hands?
You just want the distance.
To the puppet.
Yeah. Hmm. That would mean building something, and I already built Dina.
Can you just slap some strings on her?
I mean, maybe, but then it's just a felt puppet without any kind of...
Oh, it's a felt puppet.
Well, I put my hand in it.
I thought it was like a madam.
No. I did it more like a Muppet. And so the head would just be hanging like that,
well,
you know?
Well, put a string on the head. I mean, there's a string on the head.
Put a string on the head.
Yeah.
You're the puppet expert. You're the Thomas Edison...
You almost called me the puppet master.
I did. It's the word that comes out naturally after puppet, right?
I know. And you know, it's too bad because obviously there are people that work with puppets that are puppet masters.
Sure.
And I bet they don't like the term because it's been co-opted to mean something bad.
Absolutely. You're the puppet expert and the Thomas Edison expert. Hmm. And so that's why I would defer to you is I don't know how to make like a marionette.
I could help with that.
Oh,
I could definitely help with that. You could convert a felt puppet into a marionette. No problem. And it's even better. So much less clacking.
Oh, yes. I do hate the clacking. And I don't, you know, I'm just not, I always just respond better. It's easier to manipulate the, you know, because when you just do that, when you bring your like the knuckles back.
You're doing like a half a I love you heart.
Almost like that, right? That's mm-hmm. like when Kermit goes, you know what I mean?
When he finds something
that's happening. Yeah.
Yes.
And I really like to do that face. And Dean is going to do that face. But okay. I don't want to talk about it anymore because now you've got me all nervous.
All right. Well, I don't mean to scare you.
And it sucks because I was like really digging that character. I felt like I could just say a lot of things that I would normally say.
You don't feel, well, I like this idea, but you don't feel the voice is a little too close.
Okay. I guess I see what you're saying. I just really thought that accent with its accuracy was just going to really throw it off.
Do you know what's funny is I think, and this is part of the, maybe this is part of the curse of Kiki, is that you think you're doing a voice that sounds nothing like her, but it sounds like her because the intent is there.
Ugh. God, this is so stressful.
You're making the face the Kermit makes.
Like he's been punched in the top of his mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to return because I love hearing things about your childhood. I really do. I love getting to know you. Cat in the Hat you didn't like. What book did you love?
Well, I loved Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he was powerful.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
He could have destroyed the family
right.
that was looking after him, but he didn't.
It's kind of like the opposite of the Cat in the Hat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's when it comes from Clifford the Big Red Dog, the phrase, with great power comes great responsibility. And he realized I could mash these puny humans in my powerful jaws, but I won't.
Wow. How old were you when you read this and had these feelings?
I was 18 years old.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. It took that long to find you, that book.
Well, I mean—
Normally—
As I said, I'm a bookworm, and I read so many books that I went back and was like, maybe I'll pick up some children's books that I missed.
In your teen years. They just hit different.
They just hit different in your teen years.
They do.
And, you know, I wish I hadn't read Dune when I was 8.
It's dense. Dune is dense.
It's dense. It's a dense book.
It really is. Hey, we didn't say hi to Doug yet. Babe, what was your favorite book as a kid? I don't know if I ever asked you.
I loved, speaking of Judy Blume's Super Fudge, I did like that one.
Yeah.
But I don't remember anything except that I think there was a scene where peed in a plant or something.
Yes, I believe that's right, I think.
Love that.
Love it, because why?
Why?
Oh, well, sorry. Stumped him.
The idea of peeing a plant.
Now, Doug, hold on a second. You say you love it, and then when Joan says, what do you love about it? You say, why? That doesn't seem fair.
I mean, how do you describe why you love something? You don't need reasons.
But you could say, but it stuck with you for a reason.
Yes.
You know, there was a reason you had a response you remember to it.
Because I grew up, I peed in a lot of plants.
A lot.
All right.
And first then you said that, I peed in a plant once, and now you're saying you did it a lot.
It's a regular thing.
Wait a minute. You don't still do it. Is that why my plants all die? Doug, be
don't
honest.
It's nature.
God, I had no... This is a revelation.
Sometimes I can't find the bathroom.
What? We have 17 bathrooms in this house.
They're
all themed. You mean to tell me you can't make it to the Hobbit bathroom in time?
We set up all those signs in Mr. X and everything.
Hobbit. You live here.
I know.
Where are you today, Doug?
Are you? Speaking of all our rooms,
I'm in the drama room.
The drama room.
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well,
I
thought it would be nice to build Joan like a rehearsal room for her, you know, drama.
Yeah.
But then I also thought it would be nice for...
I'm surprised there was a bean room before there was a rehearsal room.
Beans are vital nutrients.
No argument.
And they're just fun. It's a fun room.
It's true.
But yes. But
I also thought it would be a nice space maybe for us to get out family issues when we needed to, or if
right.
We
so
just
sometimes
felt-
we'll just kind of do like either role playing, or you know, I grew up on you know, General Hospital, Another World, Days of Our Lives,
absolutely.
And so it's easy for me to go in there and to just say, Jackson, I don't know anymore. I don't know if I killed her or not, and I'm starting to wonder who I am. And really, that's not, you know, that's just, it's about something else.
Right.
You know, not that I actually killed someone.
Oh, the murder is a metaphor.
The murder's a metaphor. Yeah.
But then I go, Jackson isn't my real name.
And then I do a big sigh.
Mm-hmm. A sigh.
Sorry.
And then we hug.
You're just fed up. Again with this.
I've always had the hard time when I try to sigh, I go.
Oh, gasp.
Yes, gasp.
It's a gasp, but it's the opposite
of
a
sigh. But I'm trying to sigh.
Boy, that's true, Doug.
Thank you.
A gasp is the opposite of a sigh.
I've thought about that a lot.
But it is. It's kind of funny. You can either go in there and meditate, or you can go in there and argue. And I've never had a room where you could do either, and it both makes sense. Or be dramatic. You know, it's just fun to just be dramatic.
Do you have any of that music they use in dramas when they're being funny, like on a Grey's Anatomy, where it's like...
Oh, like...
Is there anything worse than that?
I'm not sure there is, Bert. I am right with you there. I am just not sure there is. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. We ask you to take it seriously until this scene.
It is, two
it is still dramatic.
Looking
but
at each other in a strange way.
Yeah, that's right. Because something crazy happens. Like, a patient has a boner.
Now, why is that funny?
Oh, do you think you're doing a gotcha moment, Doug, with your why?
Oh.
When you ask me.
It's not funny.
He's doing drama. He's doing drama.
You tell me why it's funny, Thunder.
When you ask me. Why peeing in a plant was funny?
Oh, he's Doug. He's not Thunder.
Oh, he's Doug. I wanted him to be Thunder.
I am Thunder.
Oh.
Oh, well, Thunder's.
Thunder sounds a lot like
he's
Doug.
He's drawing in his own backstory for
throwing
Thunder.
Me off.
I
didn't
really
ask to be born.
Oh, sorry.
With
go
these
on.
Cuticles.
What?
He's. Now he's just. He's
reassociating from what we were talking about.
Exactly.
Doug, I do think we need to address this. It sounds like you really have been peeing in all my plants, and I thought it was my fault.
Is human urine death to plants?
I thought it was good for them. I did not intend.
Maybe there's something about your specific stream, babe, that is just kill. I'm sorry. I'm married to him. Okay. I apologize to everybody at home. But, you know, maybe you have a certain makeup that is just absolutely shredding these plants.
I might have gotten into the tang again.
Oh, no, not the
I don't
Doug.
Know why. This is from when, as I told everybody a couple weeks ago, I sent, you know, Doug always wanted to go to space camp, and I found a place that does an adult space camp, which is really just a poorly run.
Yes, very off-brand.
Really off-brand.
Yes.
And Doug just has a problem. If he even just sometimes even just looks at Tang, you know, he just really has to go. Mm-hmm.
Fire hose.
Okay.
Right. That's right.
Unmanned fire hose.
Okay, Doug. Okay. I mean, you could very. You could very. Doug, how long have you been going?
Let's see here.
Oh, the
19 brings, minutes, 17.
19 minutes and 17?
19 minutes and 17 minutes?
19 minutes and 17.
Oh, he just repeated. He okay, doubled
so the
down.
Seconds. The seconds
doubled
have remained
down
the same.
On what he said.
We're frozen at 1917.
No seconds no. have passed. Oh boy, sorry folks. Today has a real last day of school feel. I don't know why.
You know that movie 1917 where it was all one shot?
I didn't see that one, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares about 1917? Who cares about the shot?
It's all one shot.
People get real excited about that stuff.
I know, but that was
real
like,
excited.
That was
about
your
it.
Idea. I don't care. No one asked you. No one challenged you. I bet you can't do this in one shot.
It's like, you know, the mountain. Why do you climb it? Because it's there. You know, like, why do you do the one shot? Because it's there to be done, and it's something I can claim.
Goodfellas already did it.
What's that?
I'm sorry, what?
Goodfellas already did it.
They didn't do an entire movie that was one shot.
But they proved
the entire
that
movie in
done.
One shot? 1917?
That's the idea. Of
oh,
course
I
the,
didn't know it was
of
the entire movie.
Of course, it's impossible
movie.
To do an entire movie, so there's a
oh, so
few
there's some
breaks.
Trickery.
There's a few moments of trickery.
Well, then what's the point? Then you can't claim that it was one.
Joe, you're preaching to the choir.
He just ran around in a circle. Here's why. That's why his voice went back a little. Yeah. He's so angry about it.
You know what's funny? I was the one who ran around a circle and I didn't realize you were talking about me.
Oh, how funny. Yes.
I didn't realize I was doing it.
You just were so as instinctual. You're just so worked up about it. It's interesting because you hardly ever go to the movies and you chose to go see 1917.
Yeah. And that was a few years ago. still bothered by it.
Well, I guess we'll have to check it out. I mean, it makes me curious. I don't, but I don't like the ego of that kind of thing. You're right. I don't like it when I see someone going, look what I did in their movie. You know, it's like I can feel them saying that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Exactly. So
I don't
give
care
it
for it. So give it up.
Okay. Doug, what are you about? 1918 yet?
Well, it takes him so long to check.
I thought there would be some sort of clock on the computer that he uses, but maybe not. Maybe he's got one of those clockless computers.
Can I address something?
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Put some music behind it. Yes.
When you ask me how much time it's been.
Oh, this is like the speech from Malice.
Sometimes I feel set up to fail.
Ooh. Why?
Because I have to bend down, look at the clock, read the hours, read the seconds. This all takes time. And then you just roast me for how much time it takes to see the time. And then by the time I've seen it, and then I hear the criticism.
You know what? Yeah. I don't know if it's music, and it just makes me cry. I'm sorry.
The time has already changed.
I don't know what's happening. This music just does it to me sometimes. When he gets honest, it really gets me. I'm sorry, babe. Okay, we won't ask you the time anymore. I'll just keep track of it, okay?
No, you can ask me.
I love you.
I just needed Doug
for a minute. Cut the music for a second.
Oh.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh. Bloop, 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 bloop. What happened? Why is my face wet?
You went into a fugue state of drama.
Oh, that was wild. Yeah, that was it. I didn't even have to be in the room. I just have to hear that music. It really gets me sometimes.
I think you might be, you know what? You might be safe from Kiki Dragonslayer if you have powers like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's even scary saying her name. A lot of people don't.
Her name is terrifying.
They just say Kiki D.
23 and 56.
Oh, that's how long it's been now?
Yeah.
Okay, right, well, we should probably take a break.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with a guest when Neighborhood Listen returns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everybody, it's Jim here. Magnetic held hoop with 48 projections with built-in magnets, not a toy. $25. Brand new magnet held hoop is a hula hoop, but is not a toy. 2 exclamation points, guys. This is a serious workout, cardio, weight slimming exercise device. Seems like a toy, but is not. I can't stress this enough. This workout device can cause bruises and strained muscles if used too much or too often. Please use only as directed. The magnets provide additional healing power and quicken the recovery or slimming abilities. Sold quote unquote as is, but is brand new and in perfect condition if you get my drift. Yeah, right. It's not a toy!
And welcome back.
Now it's appropriate.
Now it makes sense, yeah.
We're back and we have a guest. Now, if you don't know, what we do is we scour the NeighborHap. This is the social networking application that people use in their neighborhoods to chat, to complain, to find a missing cat, to talk, whatever people want to do. Sometimes they want to sell things.
Yeah.
So we find people in the NeighborHap to talk to, and also you can, if you would like to, send us a post that maybe we have missed on the NeighborHap. You can send it to burntandjoan@gmail.com and just screenshot it and send it to us. Not a comment section because those are not interesting, but any kind of post you find worthy of investigation, I should say.
Ooh. Yes.
Not crime. I mean, it could be crime.
It could be.
But it's not exclusively crime.
No, not at all.
Wish I hadn't said investigation. And today is no different. We have a guest here who has posted on the NeighborHap. This is from Kim here in Dignity Falls. Kim says, the title of the post is Queen Sleeper Sofa. Kim writes, hello, I'm selling a queen bed sleeper sofa. That's all capitalized. The bed was only used once when my mom visited. It's 2 years old and is in good condition. All the cushions were just washed. The extra pillows are not included. I'm selling because I bought a new sectional sofa. The couch is 8 feet long and 42 inches wide. And that's from Kim. And we have Kim here today. Kim, hello.
Hello, Bernd. Hello, Joan. And thank you for having me.
Hi, of course. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm looking to get rid of this sofa.
Yes, Kim. Yeah, I suppose you haven't had any bites yet because you asked to come on the show.
Well, I get lots of bites, but I can't set the hook.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it's a fishing term. Is it?
Well, I got that far.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know.
I meant in this context.
Then I got as far as you did, Bernd.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, I get calls every once in a while and responses, right. Replies to that that ad I put out, but nobody buys it. Everyone breaks the line or eats my worm and takes off.
Oh, okay. We're continuing
We're still staying on the fish.
Can I ask a question? Here's what struck me about this post.
I should say, sorry, it's $150, which is, that's not
reasonable,
bad.
Right? Because if you look at the picture, it's in really good condition.
Yeah, it's 8 feet wide.
That's right. And 42. It's 8 feet long.
Yeah,
right.
not deep.
And 42 inches wide.
That's all perspective. Right?
That's very true, Kim.
Wow. The width doesn't have to be shorter than the length. Or the depth.
It doesn't have to be shorter than the length.
And what about the height?
It didn't help to repeat it.
I felt like we were in My Fair Lady for a second. The width doesn't have to be shorter than the length.
The width doesn't have to be shorter than the length. That was fun. Here's what struck me, Kim, is that do you think it has something to do with I don't know about you, Bernd. This post has sort of a sad quality to it because you mention your mom stayed once.
Just once.
And that was 2 years ago.
That's right.
And can you talk about that a little bit and why you felt the need to include that? Because it seems like it was important to you.
Yeah. And did you buy it specifically for this one visit from your mother?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, not at all. This was going to be our couch forever. This was going to be my wife and I.
You and your wife, okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, this was going to be our home couch that we were going to watch all of our shows on and do all of our stuff on. My wife picked it out. She liked it. She wanted to be able to host somebody on a sleeper sofa. Mm-hmm. My wife
not even anybody in particular, just in case we have a guest stay over, we have a
she
place for them
that
to
option.
Stay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We want to be able to host people, sure. Uh-huh. My mom came. She was the first one to sleep on it. She had to move in with us quite suddenly. We didn't have a place for her. She stayed on that sofa bed and died that night in the bed.
So she suddenly has to move in.
Yeah.
You get her all set up.
Yeah. She's like.
That night, you pull out the sofa, get it all made up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then good night, everybody.
Yeah. Slipped away in the night. It was a shock to everybody.
Sure. My word. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what were the circumstances of her having to suddenly come live with you, first of all? Was she under duress?
No, her home was destroyed.
Oh, well, no. Probably was under duress.
Oh, yeah. I thought, okay. I mean, she wasn't being like forced by a blackmailer.
You didn't have to argue with him about
I'm not trying. I wasn't trying to.
I just felt like you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry,
like
Kim. Back,
like, well, she was under duress.
I know. I'm sorry, Kim.
I tend to prefer to think of my mom's, I keep calling her my wife, and please don't read into that. But I like to imagine my mom's last few days were happy and not in duress.
Oh, well, of course. Okay. So wait. So her house. What happened to it?
It fell in a sinkhole.
Oh my goodness! Does she live far away?
No, she lives on the east side on Dan Quayle Boulevard.
Oh, great! Oh, sure. Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So that happened. That's terrible.
Notoriously unstable ground.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In that part of town.
Yeah. And you know,
something about it's just not quite right. Yeah. Okay. So go on.
Yeah. That's where, that's the house I grew up in. It slipped into a sinkhole. It took my dad.
I was just going to ask if she lived alone. My gosh, he's so calm about all of this.
He was inside, when the sinkhole took it.
Where was your mom?
She was, late coming home.
Sort of a
blessing and a curse at the same time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she moved in with you and you said she seemed fine.
Yeah. I mean, it was all pretty quick that it just happened the day before. She was going to spend the night with us. And she's like, where am I going to stay? You know, and we're like, we'll clean out a room for you. You know, this office will convert to a bedroom, but never got a chance to do it.
Oh, my goodness. And,
but you still feel like the last few days of her life were happy.
I like to think so. That's what I said.
That's true. Fair enough. I mean, but
if I look at it real close, probably not.
But if you look at it out of the corner, out of the periphery, then maybe it seems like she's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's with her grandkids.
Sure.
Sure.
How many kids do you have?
Seven.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Where do they all go? If you have, you're able to have an office plus a room for you and your wife, and I'm assuming a basement. Where's the couch?
The couch is in the basement.
Okay. Yeah. And where do your kids live? Do they all share rooms?
They're all in college.
Oh,
all of them are in college.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you look terrific to have college age children. What's the age range
of my kids?
Yeah.
They're all college age. One of them is a freshman in college. Uh-huh. He's 18 years old, and the other one is the oldest one is a senior in college, and he's 36.
Getting a master's maybe or PhD? Okay.
No, he's doing it every. He does 1 year, and then he takes three gap years.
Wow!
And then he goes back for another year.
A flexible university.
Yeah, it's tough though because a lot of his credits then don't. Transfer.
That's what I wondered about. Yeah. Sure. That's
they
tough.
Get rid of some classes.
They won't hold on to them.
And you did say that she was with her grandchildren. So did they all come back for this tragedy or?
Oh, yeah, this was Christmas.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It happened at Christmas?
Yeah. Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah. December 23rd, sinkhole happened, which you don't think about a lot in winter.
No, you sure don't.
That is true.
You sure Which don't. Is why we all thought we were safe.
Yeah. Oh.
From sinkholes.
What year was this? I'm sorry. Was this?
Well, it was two years ago.
2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a bad winter.
Yeah. It was a bad winter.
There was a lot of snow.
And a
lot of sinkholes.
Yeah.
We found out after the thaw.
Exactly. That's right.
Isn't that the way?
So I am so sorry about this, Kim. So then is that maybe why you're trying to get rid of this otherwise perfectly good-looking couch and why you included the information about your mother?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm telling you, the only reason I want to get rid of this couch is because I'm ordered a new one.
Okay.
I see.
I got a sectional coming. It's got a part that's like a bed sticking out so I can put my legs out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Maybe somehow people know this.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to get hung up on this. Is that what that's called? I know exactly what you're talking about, but I never put a name to that part of that sort of couch.
I mean, sometimes it's because it's L-shaped. That's sort of the L. It's the short part of the L, which is actually long for your feet. Is that what you mean? I don't know. Doug loves to lay on that part. What did he call it? The bed? You called it the bed part?
I did. I called it the bed. Yeah.
Bed sticking out.
I guess that's true because if it's a couch and you think the bed means you've done the pull out situation where it becomes a bed.
That's exactly where my mind went.
That's where your mind went. Yeah.
But anyway, he said sticking out. I was like, oh, it's broken. And then I realized, no, he means like the sort of
I think it's because of your broken Murphy bed. I think that's why you immediately jumped to it's broken.
Maybe
sticking
so.
Out.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that you can sleep on it without having to pull the bed out.
I agree with you on that.
Because, you know, it's such a pain to transform that thing and pull the bed out. Plus, that's where my mom died.
Oh, wait.
I do feel like, all right.
I don't want to know more details, but I do keep having to ask.
I do. And I mean this in the friendliest and most caring of ways, of course. I do feel like there must be some impact here. And that's why you're an emotional impact. And that's why you're looking to sell the couch. And also perhaps why you're not able to sell the couch.
Well, mostly once I tell everybody that my mom died on that couch.
So you are telling them. Oh, you are telling them.
That's why it's in the ad. I think it's probably, you're a real estate, you probably know. You got to disclose this sort of stuff.
For a home, yes, you do actually. But for a piece of furniture, no.
Not even if it was a crime?
Excuse me?
Oh, I don't know.
Kim, are you saying that your mother died under unnatural circumstances in this
sofa bed? Are you saying foul play or what?
Well, on the death certificate, my mom's...
you did it again, Kim, just so you know.
Oh, sorry, I did?
You did it again, and it's getting a little weird.
It was exsanguination. That was
all the blood was removed from her body.
Yeah, soaked up in that mattress.
Oh, well, I mean,
Well, then I guess that's why they're freshly cleaned, and hopefully you've done that several times.
Yeah, but you can't have them pillows.
Can't they have them pillows?
Well, I think them pillows are going to match my sectional. You know, it's there's four yellow ones that will match my new, it's a sort of a blue cobalt sectional.
Okay, lovely.
There's four other throw pillows there that have circles on them, and they were involved in my mom's death. That's why
they were involved.
So they're in the picture. They're kind of behind the ones you're not parting with.
That's right.
Okay.
Because the bottom parts are stained.
Almost looks like you are hiding something with these pillows. Yeah. You wouldn't think it.
Well, no, but now that we glance, know now the that story. We know,
yes.
Yeah, the bottom parts of those pillows that are touching the couch part were the parts that were closest to her when she was bleeding out.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they soaked it up. But if you turn them on top, then you don't see them behind the other ones.
And I'm sorry, I don't even want to get more into this, but now I weirdly want to know whether she was sleeping just on the couch or was she sleeping on the pullout bed of the couch?
On the pullout bed.
And okay.
Well, that's not the part I was curious about. How did she end up losing all of her blood?
Well, that was the next question. I just was trying to picture it in my mind. I don't know why. Okay, so then, yes, in conjunction with that question of how in the world did this happen, was there an investigation? Because you had to have called police at some point, right? Because
well, no, I don't call cops.
Oh, I say ACAB.
That's right.
Right, okay.
So I just called the hospital.
The
hospital.
Okay.
I asked for her doctor. I got a hold of her doctor. I said...
which is very rare, actually.
Yes,
especially in the middle of the night if it happened. I don't know when you discovered her. True.
In the morning.
Oh,
I get up about 5:30.
Wow. And you went down to the basement for something.
Yeah, that's where I make coffee. My wife hates the smell of coffee, so I have to make it in the basement.
You do it? Okay, sweet. Okay. If the kids are all... okay. Just putting things together.
So
you seem to do everything in the basement.
You know, lots of stuff happens in the basement. Christmas tree was down there.
That's so funny.
So I was in and out most of the night putting presents underneath there.
Oh, sure.
Wow, and she was fine?
No, the kids are not Santa age anymore.
No, but we keep it alive for them.
Oh, that's
just for fun.
Right. And you were down there, so your mom was sleeping and was fine throughout the night. You're saying you were down there.
Yeah, I mean, she was tossing and turning. She was having a pretty heavy dream.
Okay.
You know? And I don't know. Oh. I'm like, you know, she's chasing rabbits or something.
Did you ever see her lying still, seemingly asleep, while all the blood was still in her body?
Oh, well, let's see. No, I don't recall seeing that.
Okay, so you're up and down putting the presents.
One
she's
time
tossing
she
and turning.
She sat bolt upright and screamed. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then she just went back to sleep, though. She laid back down.
Okay.
How do you know she just... Did any part of you want to go check on her?
I was putting a toboggan under the tree down there.
Oh, that's who's the toboggan for?
Me. I mean, no one's going to buy me a toboggan.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's
By
that's
toboggan,
true.
Do you mean the hat or do you mean the sled sort of thing?
Oh, the sled.
Oh,
the
fun.
Yeah. Curved wooden sled.
Fun. Right. Fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So did any part of you think you should go over and check on her after the scream?
Well, no.
What'd you make of it? Did you just think, oh, that's mom being mom or chasing rabbits?
Well, that's what I thought. She's having an active dream. She had an active life. She had a busy couple of days with my dad going down.
Busy's one
hole.
Way sure. to put it.
All of her life was upended. I thought she was having a stress dream.
Okay, now that's more likely, something like that.
And then
I don't like to think about it.
Okay. No, of course. You don't like to think about it.
Well, I mean, who would?
And so the next, so that's the last time you see her seemingly alive.
That's right.
And then the next day you wake, you go down the basement.
To make your coffee.
It's Christmas morning. Right. It's time to open the toboggan. Mm-hmm. And there, it's 5:30 a.m. And she's just there, just ghostly white with just a burgundy mattress underneath her.
That's right.
Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. That mattress was so thin that the blood went to all corners so fast. It's like the cheap paper towels, you know, how they're more absorbent than the thick ones.
Absolutely.
So wait, are you trying to sell it with the mattress? What'd you do with the mattress?
Yeah.
So you are trying to sell it with this blood-filled mattress. I mean, yeah, there's no way you got all the blood out.
No, I mean, they took my mom off of there.
Wait, okay, please let's go back. Who's they? You got a hold of her doctor. Who came to the house? Who is they? Yeah. I need to know.
Well, the authorities,
let's start with the doctor. So yeah,
right. Let's go back.
The hospital gives out this information.
The doctor calls you back in record time.
Right. And then what do you say?
I say, I think something's wrong with my mom. She maybe needs an appointment. And he says, you know, what's going on? I said, she's not moving. All of her blood's out.
All of her blood's out.
Yeah. Well, that was just a guess. I don't really know how much blood is in a person or how much it looks like when it comes out.
She could have some still in there, sure.
Right. Yeah, like clinging to it. But he said, have you called the police or an ambulance? And I said, no, I thought I'd, you know, go to the top of the food chain first. Mm. And he then called the authorities.
Okay. So who shows up to your house? Cops come?
Did. I said, you may not come in unless you have a warrant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Show me your warrant. They don't have one, so we wait for the fire department and the EMS to come.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, the paramedics come in. Okay, and then what? They put
her in a bag.
No, wait. Oh, wow. Okay, so they immediately determined there was nothing to be done. She had already passed.
Yeah, they said this is the first one where they never had to check a pulse. They did it from across the room, like she's dead.
They just eyeballed it and said that's it.
That doesn't
for her.
Sound like good practice, but I guess that they really.
I mean, it's their business.
It's their business.
Yeah, they said
some of those guys are good. So, I mean, I've met a few as a pharmacist.
Oh, sure.
You know, they come in from time to time, because they get reckless in those ambulances.
Oh.
And, because it's not really, they're just independent contractors. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So they'll just give people any old pills.
Oh.
And then they ask me afterwards, like, was that a good idea that I gave them half a bottle of this? And I will say, well, maybe yes.
You just meant they were reckless drivers. I didn't know they were giving pills out.
They are that too.
Well, so did they offer any idea as to what happened?
Well, I didn't ask. I thought, you know, they make reports,
didn't ask.
Right?
I'll
wait for the reports to come out. There's going to be a medical report.
An autopsy.
But I mean, did you even ask when that was going to be?
Well, was there one? Let's just skip to was there one.
An autopsy? No.
Why?
You didn't ask. I didn't ask. I get most of my news from the paper. I figured it'll be in the obituary when that comes out.
Yeah, you know, you but have to do the obituary. Wow. You have to pay for it. You have to write it.
I didn't
newspaper
even
newspaper doesn't
it.
Just take that upon them. I mean, with famous people, of course, they do that.
Sure, sure.
Jeez, that's dumb.
I agree.
Like, why do I got to pay to get my news in there?
I agree. I think there should be a guy on the obituary beat who has to, and when he's notified of a death, he has to write the obituary.
I actually agree, too, because it's just
give
one more thing.
To do.
It's one more thing a grieving family has to do, and it is just a pain in the ass,
exactly.
And you shouldn't have to pay for it either.
Yeah, does Joe Biden have to pay to be in the newspaper?
Who is working the obituary beat?
No one. No one. That's what we were just saying was there should be someone who does that.
Are you thinking you'd like to do it?
Well, maybe. It sounds like a good opening.
I think you'd be actually pretty good at it.
Let's try your technique on Kim here.
My technique?
Yes.
You have to ask a couple details.
You're responsible for writing the obituary
for
Kim's mother.
You know, you say stuff like she's survived by, you know, 7 grandchildren and, so, I don't know, do you have a sibling?
Nope, only child.
Okay, only child,
only
Kim.
Only child with 7 children.
Yeah. I wanted to, you know, change it up.
Sure.
And
change it up, you did.
You know how you want to be as different from your parents as possible.
Absolutely.
They're like, they put all their time and effort into me, and I was like, I want
to spread that out.
Little bits.
You wanted to thin it out.
Yeah. My parents were Christian scientists. I get that completely.
Oh, boy. What does that mean?
They didn't believe in medicine per se.
Oh.
And so that's what, you know, you became a pharmacist.
Yes, exactly.
In a direct change.
A rebuke.
In a rebuke. That's the word I was looking for. Now, Kim, we're going to get back to you. So they take her out. Did you have a funeral? Did you have, or is that going to be another?
We're not going to do the obituary?
I thought Doug needed some time to prepare. Are you ready, babe?
And normally the funeral announcement's in the obituary, right? Where there's going to be a services and stuff.
Oh, so then the answer's
hoping to find out.
That's correct.
Oh, what?
I'm not sure that's the appropriate music.
What room are you in now?
Hello, sir.
Oh, hi. Me?
I'm Doug from the obituary beat. I just have a few questions.
Of the newspaper?
I think he thinks it's It's a talk show.
Oh, no, sorry. I was going door to door.
That was like a commercial for a cholesterol pill.
I think so I misunderstood mind, what this job was about.
You're a door-to-door obituary sales?
Not salesman. I'm collecting stories from around the town.
You're like a Studs Terkel of dead people.
I'm on the beat, you know, like a cop's
See,
on the beat.
See, I think the word beat threw him off into,
oh, it sure
this,
did.
into this world where...
It sure did.
I don't know. Maybe the take is kind of nice because it is upbeat and it is positive, but I'm not sure the people would respond to it well, babe. If you're just going to go randomly knocking on the door asking and then, for details well,
play
about
that music,
people,
like a say anything scenario.
They're in such a sad situation. I thought it would make them feel better.
I understand.
This
Sorry,
is sort
Kim.
Of just life
that
on
was
the
Doug
beat.
Just working something out. Yeah, he just likes saying the beat. He just really loves that idea. Right. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry for the diversion, the distraction, Kim. Let's just continue.
$150 bucks. I think we can forget about that. If anyone's still listening to this, I don't think you're going to get any takers on their couch.
Well, I got a sectional coming. It's shipped.
I know.
We know.
En route.
Well, you might just have to throw it away.
Yeah, take it to the dump.
Is that an option?
My new sectional?
No,
the old couch. Take it to the dump.
Yeah, do that.
Dump. You want? Well, I don't know. Well, my mom died on that. I don't want to throw it in that
okay,
dump.
Okay, so now we get to it. So you do have a just sort of a connection to it because obviously it's a lot happened right there. And are you feeling connected to it or are you feeling, if you were feeling haunted by it, then you would really just throw it out.
Oh, well, it's interesting you say haunted.
Uh-oh.
Because from my understanding, if I throw the bed away, right, and I just get rid of it, her ghost will stay attached to me. But if someone else buys the bed, then the ghost will transfer to them.
And how have you come to this understanding?
Well, that's what my mom said. Oh, she said...
When?
I'm sorry. That was unclear.
You don't mean your wife,
that's
you?
What... Oh, maybe. Oh, no. No. That's what my mom has been saying.
You mean...
My mom's ghost.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so if I can sell this, if I can trick someone into buying this, I didn't say trick. convince someone.
I like to think
you did, but you didn't mean trick.
Yes. Right. Okay. If someone can express to me that they want this and they give me money, then the ghost goes to them.
No, I see. Where do you want to start?
How does your, I don't believe.
I know, he doesn't, Burnt doesn't believe in ghosts. He only believes in ghouls.
I do believe in ghouls, though.
Okay.
How does your
I'm
mother.
I'm terrified of ghosts.
Do you see her or do you just hear her?
When did
presence?
She first appear to you and how?
It's been every Friday night since she passed away 2 years ago.
Wow.
I go down there, turn on the Christmas tree lights.
They're still, your Christmas tree's still up?
Yeah, everything's exactly the same.
Oh, wow. That's eerie.
I mean, all the, the needles have fallen off, but
sure.
It's still in there. And I turn that on and I sit, I pull out
not
the
safe.
Bed. I pull out the bed. I don't get on it because it was only used that one night.
Right.
But I guess what happens is sort of the blood that's in that mattress reverse soaks up.
Oh no!
Into Whoa. Sort of a bloody form
a
of my
blood
mother.
Ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, this
I
is.
I guess you could call it a blood ghost.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Wow. And no, she, I mean, wow. She talks to you?
Well, yeah.
What I did mean, she say? Is she an angry ghost or is she loving like your mother was? Question mark.
Yeah. Oh, is boy. The blood ghost angry?
That's a good question.
It's hard to tell. It's sort of. It depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Oh.
And if I'm feeling upset, then...
So she reflects your emotions?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't what did she weird? Say to you? What's the first thing she said to you?
You got to clean up down here.
Oh. Okay. That is your mom.
Get rid of this couch.
Oh, why'd she say?
Because I died on it. It's full of blood. It's unsanitary.
Right. But then, all true. But then she
did
said...
Did you have to draw this out of her or did she present it all in one thought?
No, she's screaming it at me.
Okay.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
Did she's she a big sound screamer. Like herself?
A big screamer. Yeah. I mean, it sort of sounded like her, sort of sounded like me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And when did
my
she
wife,
start?
My wife definitely just hears me screaming in the basement.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Kim, would you excuse us for just one second?
Sure.
We have some podcast business to take care of.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Hi. What Doug?
I just said, oh, good.
Okay.
I like this part. I have ideas.
I think that we both know what's going on here, right?
Are you thinking that he killed his mom?
Oh, I wasn't even there yet.
Oh, at this point, I'm going to believe anything. I'm considering all the different possibilities. Okay. What are you thinking?
Well, now I'm thinking he killed his mom because you said that for sure.
But I want to know what you were thinking before.
Well,
I was thinking
he's obviously he's deranged. And oh,
well,
he's
I mean
not
that
really
could be too. But
not,
but the two aren't mutually exclusive.
No, I think they go hand in hand. I was going to say I think that the death of his mom has driven him mad. But true. I think you are correct. And I think I was one step behind you. I think that's exactly what happened.
Can I present an option?
Yes, Doug, sure.
When I was thinking, when the blood ghost reverse sucks up all the blood.
I love how we're talking about this like it's normal.
Yeah.
Then you take the mattress and it's clean. There's no blood in it anymore.
Great plan, Doug. Great plan.
You want to tell him?
Makes sense, right?
Go ahead. You can tell him.
And then it's
and then we'll just
cheap.
Find a way to. We'll
thank
just
you, Kim.
Okay,
thank you so much.
You
sorry
so much.
About
we were
that.
Just doing
oh,
some
no problem.
Stuff.
Yeah, but I did notice a couple of rooms in here that could use a sofa.
Okay. Oh well, you know what, babe, you had this idea. Tell him your idea.
Oh yeah, yes. I have a great idea for you. When the blood ghost reverse sucks up all the blood.
Yeah,
the
I like blood ghosts, by the way. I've been calling it a hemogoblin.
Oh,
that's clever.
Now that's really kind of clever.
I was thinking you'd call it mom.
Oh.
But,
yeah.
Sir.
Why mom, would I start now?
when your mom or the hemogoblin.
Hemomoblin.
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 That's easier.
Moblin.
That's easier.
It's easier. Rolls off the tongue.
When she sucks up all the blood from the mattress, yoink the mattress out
yoink
from
it.
Under her.
Make sure you yoink it.
Yoink it out because it's perfectly clean at that point.
He's assuming.
There's no blood.
How do you know?
Because the hemomoblin took all the blood out.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it makes sense. Then all the, instead of soaking back into the mattress, it would just fall
oh,
through
you
the grate of the springs there.
The grate. Oh, the grate
you know?
The springs.
It's
oh,
not you, like
no,
real springs.
Yeah. You want
the
put
springs
in.
Are in the...
Inside the mattress?
Well, you know how in a fold-out couch...
Well, I know that the bottom wire... Of, yeah. Yes, there is a lattice of... Yes, lattice.
Of, let's
lattice
not finish
of.
It.
We all know what we mean.
Lattice of.
The lattice of.
I would also suggest after you yoink it, but before the hemomoblin drops back down after her message to you, you put something else absorbent in there just so blood's not splattering everywhere.
Maybe a pail.
Oh, that's not absorbent.
Well, it's not absorbent.
No, it'll drip in.
But it is contained, so you don't have to.
Oh, sure.
Or like an oil pan.
Yeah, like Odo from Deep Space Nine.
Oh, remember?
Yeah, I slept
and
in a bucket.
In a bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a Star Trek person. I'm sorry, I didn't understand that reference.
Well, I don't really watch Star Trek either, but I'm a big fan of Rene Auberjonois.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Rest
yes,
in peace.
Yes. He is a great actor.
I saw him on Broadway.
What did you see him in?
Yeah, Sly Fox.
Okay.
Oh. It was called. Mm-hmm. It had Richard Dreyfuss, Bronson Pinchot, Peter Scolari, Elizabeth Berkley.
Wow. What a cast.
We're just skating right past my plan.
And Eric Stoltz.
Sorry, babe. We're just really caught
just
up.
Under the wire.
It's incredible.
Eric Stoltz.
Broadway cast. Oh, the story's backstage.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so sorry. Back to you, Doug.
That was it.
Oh, well, okay.
So what do you think? Would that work?
I mean, it might work to remove my mom's blood ghost from the couch, but I don't know that it's going to help me sell the couch.
Well, I think we're just... Well,
that's why
it's not full of blood.
You don't think that the couch being no longer full of two-year-old human blood, you don't think that will remove an impediment to selling it?
Well, don't I still have to tell him? Joan, you know about real estate.
I told you, you do not have to disclose information about a death on a piece of furniture.
Well, this is an 8-foot couch.
No. It still doesn't make it real estate.
Understood. It's like 42 inches wide.
We understand. We got the measurements, got them down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if there's a weight limit or, you know, size that makes something, this couch is big enough that it's classified as a house.
No, definitely not.
It's
not
like
a
you
thing.
Have to put a plaque on a couch.
That's okay. Not a thing.
Okay.
A couch is not a house.
Well, I mean,
a house is not a home.
Oh, such a beautiful song. and let's get back briefly to the mode of death.
Uh-huh.
Where were you, do you think, when your mother actually expired?
Well, let's see. I had all the presents.
Yeah, let's go back to the scream, right? She sits up, she screams, she goes back. What happens after that? Because this is like middle of the night, right?
I go back upstairs, get the last load of presents. I got them hidden in a canoe that I have hoisted up in my garage.
You hide the presents in a canoe?
Yeah, because kids aren't going to go up in there.
Okay. You know? All right. Okay. No, because they're not even home. Well, I guess they were home for Christmas.
Sorry, you're right.
But, but also the presents are for them because they're older.
Yeah. Yeah, they are for him. They're for them.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
They're for the whole family. Yeah, it's the family presents. They keep the Santa myth alive, even
though. That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. Please keep going.
So that's out in the garage. I come back in. It's not attached. So I had to walk outside, you know, to get in there. And when I come back inside, it feels like I do see like a bunch of shapes out of the corner of my eyes, like darting.
Oh.
Around doorways or whatever, like everyone was scattering, you know, like I'm cops coming to bust up a party or something, and they
You saw people?
Well, I don't know.
You said you saw shapes.
Yeah, you know how it's so fast, just someone going around a corner.
I mean,
it could have been nothing.
I can try to imagine, you know? Okay.
It could have been just the light adjustment.
So you come back inside, you see some weird shapes in your peripheral.
All my kids' doors are open.
Oh, okay. Keep going, please.
Oh, I went back downstairs, dropped off the rest of the presents. I went back upstairs, slept for 2 hours, came downstairs to make coffee.
So this was an all-night task.
Yeah.
Well, because he has to keep going back up to the canoe. I don't know why he doesn't.
But I mean, so many presents.
I would just bring the canoe down to the basement.
How many presents can
unload it?
Yeah. How many presents can the canoe hold?
Well, they're small. Like they are pretty, you know, good things in small packages and whatnot.
Yeah, and the kids are traveling, so the you don't want to burden them with something big and heavy, bulky, whatever.
Yeah. So my mom normally wakes up from the smell of coffee.
Oh.
You know, best part of waking up, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But she wasn't getting up. She wasn't, you know, rousing from her bed there. I poured her a cup and brought it next to her. And I'm like, maybe the smell a little closer will wake her up. And that didn't work. I dumped some of it on her.
No.
To, like,
wait, you mean to tell me you didn't see any of the blood when you got that close to her with the first cup of coffee?
Oh, no, because she had a sheet on her.
But that wasn't bled through? Her entire body was free of blood.
Was it a red sheet?
Oh, no. Incidentally, it was one of my kids' old plastic sheets from when they used to wet the bed.
Oh, sure. Yeah, oh, very comfortable.
So
yeah.
She's under plastic
sheet. Usually those go in the bottom.
It's fitted.
She's under a fitted plastic.
Yeah, she's wrapped up in a fitted plastic sheet.
Now, that's probably why you felt okay dumping the coffee on her.
Yeah. It's not going to get through. She'll just feel the warmth. Right. From the outside.
Right, right.
And then she'll wake up.
Right.
But she did not.
This is a wild tale. I don't think we've ever had a story quite like this, Bernd.
No, and we had a squirrel.
We had a talking squirrel.
Let me ask you, I'm just throwing this out here. Do you think your kids killed your mom?
I'm so glad you said it, Bernd.
Well, I don't like to think about it, but it is possible she had 7 puncture wounds is what we found out. And they were the last to notice that she was dead.
The kids.
Yeah. Sure. We had opened up all the presents.
I'm sorry. You opened up all the presents with her there?
Yeah. Everybody come down. It was 8 o'clock when everybody woke up. We did all the presents.
You waited to open the presents before you called the doctor?
Yeah. I didn't know she was dead.
You want that toboggan.
I am so confused.
When did it occur to you that she was dead?
It was, you know, I had given myself the toboggan and I wanted to get a picture taken in front of the tree with all of us in the toboggan. Me, my wife.
In the toboggan.
Oh, on it. You know, there's not
well,
sides.
Well, either but, way, but that's...
We're all going to sit on it. It's a long one.
10 people.
Sure. Are gonna,
did you put your mom in the toboggan?
No, that was a mistake to say. She was going to take the picture. I thought Grandma would take the picture. So
why wouldn't you have her in the picture?
Well, because someone's got to take the picture.
Sure, okay.
That just doesn't seem...
Could have been you.
Kind, but...
Well, it's my toboggan.
Wow. There's just so many upsetting things about this. Okay, so when you basically said, oh, grandma can take the picture, and you went over there, that's when you noticed.
Ma, get up. I'm yelling at her. I feel sort of bad for some of the stuff I said, trying to get her up.
What'd you say? Never mind. I don't want to know. I actually really don't want to know.
I want to know.
I called her a lousy bum.
No! Are you happy, Bernd? Well, did you need to hear
I'm not
that?
I'm unhappy.
A shiftless layabout. You know? And, so, you know, I wasn't thinking about... that her husband had died or her house was gone because it was Christmas.
Right. Even though it just happened the day before.
That's right. Right.
In the way that people just say, oh, forget all that. It's Christmas.
Right. Let's not talk about that now.
Here's the question. Yeah. Right. if we're talking about this, you have to talk about motive. Why in the world would your 7 children have done this? Can you try to pay attention to something maybe you don't want to pay attention to? Oh. Think of one of those things. Is there anything that you can think of?
Well, let's see. She did hoard gold.
Okay.
So, but that would have gone down in the sinkhole. So
true.
But they,
if she hoarded it at home, sure.
That, you know, I think she did. And I think that may be part
and
of the reason.
And your children knew this?
Why the house sank.
Were you saying that they killed her to get gold? Is this what you're implying?
Yeah, because it was well known that I wasn't going to get a thing from her.
Mm. Oh, why?
In the event of her death. Well, she had been saying that since, forever. She's like, I gave all I can to you by raising you. All of my material things are going to go to your children.
Okay. I see.
And that made me mad.
Sure.
Furious.
Sure.
But not then. Not that night. And they knew that they were going to get it. They knew that they'd get the gold in the house and all that stuff. But then my dad was like, no, I get to say where some of this gold goes. You use my money to buy it. Mm-hmm. But before that will could get changed, the house sunk with him in it.
Wow.
Him and grandma died, or their grandma died. Yeah. My wife died. No, nope, my mom.
Would you excuse us for one more second?
Oh, boy.
Okay, here's what I think.
Okay, what do you think?
For just a hot minute, I was thinking the kids killed her.
Yeah.
But then because the gold disappeared in the sinkhole with the house.
Yeah.
And he's getting none of it.
Right.
I think he killed her.
Yeah, and he did
the 7 puncture wounds to frame the kids. Or
what did he do the puncture wounds with?
Let's find out.
Just try to ask him and see if he answers you point blank.
Say Kim, quick question. Where do the puncture wounds come from?
They aligned with all the chakras.
That's interesting, but not, I didn't phrase the question correctly. I don't think.
Apparently not.
What caused the puncture wounds? What implement was used?
Oh, I'm sorry. Shish kebab skewers. Metal ones.
Metal ones?
Metal shish kebab skewers.
Not the wood ones.
Not the wood ones that you have to soak in water. No,
uh-huh. The reusable ones.
Yeah. Which aren't as good.
I didn't really know that even just 7 punctures of a shish kebab skewer would bleed you dry.
I wouldn't think so either.
Really intense.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to go in.
But they're in the chakra areas.
Yeah, so all the life profusely. All of her chi came out.
All of her chi came out.
Okay, maybe that's it. Kim, I got to say, I feel like we're dancing around an issue, but I don't necessarily want to get into it.
Did this help?
Kim, a lot of things don't add up about this story. And I feel sad about it. And I feel a little freaked out about it. And I understand why your mother's blood ghost is haunting you. You're hemomoblin.
Kim, let's just put it out there. You killed your mother because she wouldn't give you her gold. And the guilt is driving you crazy.
You know, I think here in this place, at this time, with all of you fine people around me, I'm able to finally say my true feelings. And that is that I'm ready to say goodbye to this couch. It's 8 foot long and sells for $150, or best offer. I'll add that. For listeners of your show, or best offer.
And I think that's as far as we're going to get.
Yeah. Somehow, yeah. Murder feels good in a place like this. Well, Kim, we're going to thank you for your time, and we will wish you good luck with the couch. And, of course, we'll be turning this recording over to the authorities.
Yep. Well, thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me. If I have anything else, I'll let you know.
Oh, please do.
Yeah,
please
for sure.
Do. Make us your first stop.
You take care now.
Okay, I do have some shish kebab skewers to sell.
That's quite all right.
Not interested.
Okay, they'll be on the front yard.
Well, we'll be right back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
This is Rachel. Solicitor, after 7 p.m., a young man knocked on our door after 7 p.m. He said that he was there to talk about ocean cleanup. Strange for this hour of the night. He was tall, thin, blonde, and wearing a stupid ocean pin.
And welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Well, that was as chilling a guest as we've had on the show.
100%.
I mean, he's a murderer.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, something's off. We know it is. And
I think that's safe to say. Something is off.
When you feel the hair stand up on the back of your neck, you know, absolutely. It was just a freaky,
yeah.
It was a freaky tale, kind of a freaky guy.
I'd go so far as to say freaky deaky.
Ooh, freaky deaky. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, huh. You never know what you're going to get, I guess, when it comes to our podcast guests, because we really do. We do reach out
to everyone.
People reach out to us and we blindly just let them in.
But just so people are clear, we do not knowingly reach out to murderers.
Oh, no, no, no. This was definitely not intentional.
Yeah.
We just sort of stumbled into it.
I mean, and he doesn't even realize that he did it.
I don't think he does.
Do you know what I mean? He's screaming at the blood ghost and then the wife is only hearing him.
Just the fact that we had a conversation as adults with the phrase blood ghost.
That wasn't exactly it.
Blood ghost?
It was hemomoblin.
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 Yeah.
Why is it momblin?
Well, because it's you want to get the mom part in there. Instead of mob.
Oh, yeah, you know you're what I mean? Right. That right. was the mistake I was making. Oh, my God, why are we still talking about it?
Well, it's fascinating.
I want a really toboggan is. So bad now.
Babe, I mean...
Have you gone to Toboggan Village?
Yes, when we used to take the kids every single
winter. I can't believe that place
winter.
Is still open.
It's so dangerous.
Because it sells it the same it's... kind of toboggan. The whole store is just one type of toboggan.
Just one type of toboggan.
Rows and rows.
And it's near the old Dignity Mining Company.
Yes.
And it's just a mine shaft, really. Like, it's just almost a straight yeah. down yeah. into the dark toboggan ride.
Yeah.
And that's, right. it's so dangerous.
Yeah. And they have three or four of the shafts, and they yes. all wind up in the same
yes.
pit.
There's no
and
one.
They just let people go at the same time.
Just, it's chaos.
Yeah.
And you can go there by yourself, babe. I have no desire to go there. It was an extreme source of anxiety. So I have this post that, you know, we talk a lot about, it's in our theme song. We talk about coyotes that on
the Neighbor app. We do, and we haven't talked about them in a while.
We haven't. And I'm going to tell you, there is someone named Manny who is not having it. Manny writes, if we could stop using this app as a coyote spotting app, that'd be amazing. We know.
Wow.
They live here. It does not matter that one was in your backyard for 16 seconds at 4:32 a.m. Bless. Yeah. Hand heart emoji, hand ooh. Heart emoji, hand heart emoji.
Wow. Not even the heart emoji, but the hand
no,
heart
the
emoji.
No, the hand making the heart.
It's even more sarcastic.
It is more sarcastic. Manny, damn!
You know what? Here's the
thing.
Manny's
mammy.
So annoyed. Dammy,
mammy?
Manny.
Dammy, Manny.
Sorry, I did. Sorry. Damn.
Except
Burnt didn't people. Care for it. Burnt did not care for it.
It just
would have been great.
If
his name had been Mammy, it would have been perfect.
Dammy, Mammy. Okay. So Manny is so annoyed.
Yes.
And it's really funny that this bothers them. And I just...
But you can't.
I understand
you can't
how sometimes
say he's wrong. Though
I was gonna say, I understand how sometimes people do tend to use this app to post, and I don't really know what they want to get from it. They just want to be heard.
Yes.
And a lot of times it comes down to coyotes.
Yes.
You know,
and
are they really warning people, or are they just like? horny for the fact that they spotted a coyote. Like those people who go stand in a hurricane. Well, I don't even understand that.
They treat coyotes as if it's a sighting of a Bigfoot or something.
Yes.
And it's like, well, yes, they're all over the place.
That's right.
And they will soon rule the earth.
Oh, you think that?
Oh, yes. That's where we're headed.
Oh, that's where we're
headed.
They're just
adapting more and more, and eventually they'll be living in our houses.
Wow.
And we'll be foraging out on the street for garbage and small dogs.
Oh.
They'll be cooking omelets in our homes and guinea pigs, rabbits.
I did not know you felt this way. What a crazy theory.
Well, no, it's not my theory.
It's catching steam.
Many people are saying it. Many people.
Is it building steam?
It is building steam. It is
catching fire or building steam.
It is. This is a theory that I heard. I did not formulate this, but that coyotes are. Well, I mean, I added the part about them living in our house and cooking omelets. But they are taking over as a species. They're becoming more and more bolder and bolder and more adaptable. They're less afraid of man, and it's going to be their world. We'll be living in it.
Gosh, do you think when they're sneaking into our house, it's going to be like, doom, 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 doom? Yeah, probably. Ooh, that's dark.
Maybe we should build a coyote room.
Well, sounds like they're all going to be coyote rooms, babe.
Cut to the chase, yeah. Maybe we build them a special house where they can live. You know, we all chip in and say, here, coyotes, have this one.
Like coyote projects?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of them. You're going to need a big space.
That's very true.
We're going to have to start some, I don't know, municipal coyote planning, I guess. It's not a bad idea, maybe. Then the sightings would stop. They would have some place to go, shelter, and a place to be fed.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Give them cats.
No, that's terrible, Burnt. Good Lord.
Well, it would solve the feral cat problem we have here.
I get, we have a lot of problems here. Manny,
we have a lot of problems here, Joan.
I just feel like that after talking to Kim, I just feel like we have more problems than we realized,
How about it? Yeah.
You just don't know what's going on in people's houses and something as innocuous as a sale of a couch, turned into a murder.
Yeah. And, when I first read about the couch, I thought, wow, $150, that's a steal.
And now
I think he's overcharging.
It's a crime.
He's overcharging for that.
It's a crime couch.
Well, yeah, but that's why he's overcharging
for it. Of course, yes. Sorry, yes, I get your point. I see your point.
Not if he collects all that blood.
I know you think that would work.
Use the canoe.
There's no... Okay.
The canoe. Why would you put the...
You know what? Put the blood in the canoe. Push the canoe out on the
and
water.
Taylor too.
No evidence. What? What'd he say? I missed it.
That's okay. That's between me, Doug, and the listener.
I'll hear it when I listen to it three times in my car.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listeners, I hope this didn't upset you too much.
We might
have to put a warning.
I hope it upset you just enough. And if you would like to see the posts that we write that we talk about, you can see them on our Instagram. The handle eludes me at the moment. I think it's just the Neighborhood Listen.
Yes. Wait.
On Instagram? Yes.
Yes, on Instagram. Yes, yes. I thought you were thinking about that's the email.
That's the email.
That's the email, yes.
Yeah, I saw how you inserted yourself in there. And you excluded your own wife. That's interesting.
Just the two of us, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with our season finale next week. I can't believe it, but what a fun and interesting season it's been.
It sure has.
And we'll be back with another interesting person next week. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode are real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cargbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug.
Kim was played by Charlie McCracken.
The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.